You're listening to How To 20-Something, the best podcast that helps both men and women navigate their 20s and learn how to adult across all aspects of their lives. We're going to focus on career, relationships, finances, fitness, nutrition, and all of the common challenges and obstacles a typical 20-something will face in this post-college life. I'm your host, Jess Diamond, and I am the CEO and founder of Jess Diamond Coaching, where I help young professionals get their shit together, gain their confidence, and own their life. No one prepares you for this adulting world, so allow me to help you feel like you are no longer a chicken running around with its head cut off and that you actually know what the hell is going on and what your next step to take is. Welcome to How To 20-Something. Welcome back to How To 20-Something, and boy, oh boy, am I excited for you guys to listen to this episode because it's all about the best social media tool to help you progress your career. I didn't realize how powerful of a tool LinkedIn was until I took a little workshop on how to utilize it to your advantage. And I gained so much insight from that class that I approached Katie afterwards and asked if she could come on the show to break it all down for you guys. Because if you've been listening for a while, then you would know one of the things I say a lot is if you want to get anywhere in life, you need to have the network and connections to help move you forward. We live in a who you know kind of world, and if you can't build up your connections in person, then LinkedIn is your next best option. I mean, they also work side by side, but in order to use LinkedIn, you need to know how to use it for your benefits. So today's episode is all about why you should be as addicted to LinkedIn as you are to TikTok or Instagram, how to set up your account based on your goals, and the best techniques and practices to using it. Before we dive into all of that and Katie's knowledge and expertise, I'm going to introduce her to all of you. Katie McKeever is a national award-winning thought leader with over 20 years of experience in media. She has managed social media teams and high-profile campaigns for multi-million and multi-billion dollar organizations. Her expertise and track record of success in the industry has earned her features on major media outlets and the ability to interview high-profile figures. She has trained hundreds of individuals in personal brand and social media strategy, with clients praising the training as life-changing. In addition, Katie writes a weekly newsletter called Social Media News to Use, which has been described as generally the best email out there. Hi, Katie, and welcome to How To 20-Something.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to just share everything that I know I've learned, and I know I'm going to learn more through our conversation. And I want to start with the most burning question that I want you to answer for my audience. And that is, why LinkedIn? Or in other words, what is so significant about LinkedIn?
Well, in that class, and I'm so glad we met, by the way, and you came to the LinkedIn class that I taught, and in that class, and where, like, I will yell from the rooftops about LinkedIn. And I know people roll their eyes and they're like, oh no, not LinkedIn. You know, I know there's that sentiment for a lot of people when talking about LinkedIn, but LinkedIn, and this is what I say, like, think of it this way. It's the only platform where people are going onto it with money, business, transactions, making things happen in mind. Every other platform is, I mean, think about it. You mentioned when you're introducing the episode, TikTok, Instagram, you know, Facebook, X, Pinterest, YouTube. It's a very passive, lean back. You want to be entertained. You want a quick scroll. You want to, you know, have a moment of like wasting time or like in between things. So you're just going to be kind of entertained, and you might, you know, see some like education, or you might get some kind of fulfilling something or content in between there, but you're just going for like, just entertain me. Like, that's your thought when you open up TikTok. That's your brain when you open up Instagram. I just want to be pass the time, be entertained. But I mean, there's a mental hurdle to get to LinkedIn of, you know, I don't think many people are going there to be entertained. I don't think many people are going to passively scroll. Some do. I don't want to take that away from people. Some do. Some do want to get a sense of like business news or what, you know, industry leaders are talking about or people are talking about on their home feed on LinkedIn. But I mean, you're going there with a purpose. You know, you're opening the app on your phone or you're typing in LinkedIn.com on your desktop, laptop, whatever, for a purpose. And so if that's the case, like, you've already cut through so much noise and so much randomness. But we, you know, randomness is good in a lot of instances. Like, I love random discovery of, like, you know, a good TikTok or whatever. But if you're in, you know, if you're trying to change jobs, if you're trying to get a new job, if you're trying to enter a new field or looking to network or grow your personal brand or sell something or whatever, like, so much has been cut off, or, you know, you already cut through so much noise and so much distraction by going to LinkedIn directly and not trying to kind of fight an uphill battle on another platform if you were to have those same goals and use a different platform. Yes, you can network on Instagram. Yes, you can find people in your industry. You can sell things. You can, you know, post about things and be known, and you can do all this stuff. A lot of the stuff that I talk about is helping people, you know, helping people with their personal brand and helping people become known as a leader in their space. And really, it's from a place of wanting to give back and wanting to do good with these platforms. But, and you can do all of those things on any platform. You can build an audience. You can become known. You can do everything like you can on any platform that you can do on LinkedIn. But you just cut through so much noise so much quicker, and you're in a business place, like, just immediately. So I think, you know, that's just the difference. And while it's not the fun for everybody, it's not the, like, entertain me place, it is the make money, make moves, make business place.
Yeah. When you told me that, it really shifted the way I thought about LinkedIn. I didn't really have too many thoughts about LinkedIn. I knew it was important. So I had a page, I have an account, I have it downloaded on my phone. I had all those things, but I wasn't really using it. Sure, I would repost things or I'd get tagged in things, and I'm like, cool, don't know what this is for. But shifting that mindset of people are opening that app to make moves made the world of a difference. And it's something that I've now taken, and I help my clients understand the benefits of it. Even my college clients, one of my clients is a graphic design major. And I was like, you don't have a set portfolio right now. Your LinkedIn is your virtual portfolio. You're trying to get an internship. Post every project, every assignment, everything. And he is. And he just, like, he took that direction and went with it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I need to work my way up into taking that much direction with my LinkedIn, because I know I am still hesitant, even though I know how important it is to use because of all that noise that you're cutting through, as you were just explaining. Like, it's wild the way your mind will shift. I would say it's the difference between going out to a bar on, like, a Friday night or whatever night of the week, it does not matter. Going out to a bar and just socializing versus going to a networking event. You're going into it with an entirely different mindset. And that's the way to look at Instagram and TikTok and X and all of the other foo-foo, turn your brain off, mind-numbing apps that I have. Don't worry. I have those things and I do my mindless scrolling, and versus going onto LinkedIn and going on with that purpose.
Brilliant. Brilliantly said about the bar. And yeah, you can walk into a bar and, you know, find a client, or you could, but it's going to take a little while. You know, you're not going in there for that purpose, and you're not, you know, you're it would be by happenstance. You know, it would be a very long tail getting to it of, you know, finding that kind of just serendipitous client if you're the graphic designer, or, you know, for freelance job or whatever. But yeah, like, post your stuff on LinkedIn, or, you know, we can get into kind of what to do on LinkedIn, but it is very much a more mental hurdle I've used the word hurdle a few times, but, like, a mental hurdle of feeling like it's a different kind of crowd. You know, you're showing up in a different way on a platform with LinkedIn as opposed to what you've probably been used to showing up in other places. And so I get that, like, that's different and that feels weird sometimes. It feels like really like a barrier. And, you know, I mean, so many people are scared. I mean, just fearful, or, you know, it's just like the, you know, walking into a networking event is just a whole nother thing. You got to be kind of on, quote unquote, or, and just like ready to kind of talk the talk and walk the walk. And it's just a different setting in person with a networking event versus a bar going out, and online and LinkedIn, with which is online digital networking and a way to connect with people in a business setting. And it's a different way of showing up, but it's a powerful one.
And I would even say on the receiving end of things, like let's say, well, let's go into the real life example is if you're going to a bar, let's say you want a job. You're going into a bar and you're like, yeah, I need a new job, all those things. And let's just say you meet someone that is hiring. That's not really the intent of being out right now. You're not putting your best foot forward. You're probably like wearing something that you're just like, yeah, I'm having fun tonight. And the other person is also in that same mindset. They're not in the, yeah, I'm looking to hire someone right now. Give me your resume right now. Like it's just, it's more of an inappropriate setting, but it's not saying that it's not possible. Like that can definitely happen, and translate that into the online world. And it's like, you want to be professional, you want to be appropriate, and you want to ask for whatever you need help with in the right setting and at the right time. And LinkedIn allows you to have that opportunity.
Mm, yeah. So good. It is. It's very true. Everybody is thinking the same way. Everybody is there for the same reason. So there's no like figure out where everybody is. I mean, everybody's there to do the same thing.
Yeah. No one's getting caught off guard. Like, whoa, you want that from me? Or like, you want me to do what? No, it's like, you know what you're there for.
Yeah. I mean, you're there for business and professional reasons. And there are ways to kind of, or best practices for how to use a platform or how to kind of communicate with people and, you know, connect with people in ways that, you know, are kind of LinkedIn specific. But yeah, for the vast majority of the space, it's a professional setting, business setting. Everybody's there to like, yeah, to all do business, make business, career change, what have you. It's not, you don't have to cut through so much that you do on other places. There are two more things that I wanted to mention about like why LinkedIn, because it's no longer like just the resume holder that I think it was once was. Maybe not people listening to this, to your podcast here, but you know, back in my day, you know, first coming up, you know, as a career new in your career, you know, getting out of college, or if you went to college, your resume just kind of lived on LinkedIn. It was just like the resume holder, and you kind of just uploaded it and it just sat there, and you would tweak it when you got a new job or whatever. But that was pretty much it. You would just log in, update, you know, that you got a new job, and then log out. And I can't tell you how many times I'll talk to people and they just don't even know they're login anymore, or, you know, and that's totally fine. But I mean, that's still a lot of people just, you know, kind of set it and forget it. But now it is very much a robust content platform. And there are even LinkedIn creators now. Like if you're thinking about, you know, TikTok and Instagram space, there are, you know, creators and paid partnership programs on those platforms for these people who just make content. And I mean, LinkedIn is going along kind of those lines of, there are people that are posting content and just regularly updating things to keep LinkedIn active. And that's what LinkedIn is more and more going toward, is being a hub for content, being a hub for news and industry insight, just to keep people coming back. I mean, that's why you have content on any social media platform, is to keep people engaged, keep people coming back on, keep eyeballs, and to keep interest. But it's not the place to just upload your LinkedIn or your resume onto LinkedIn and just kind of check out. You can regularly work networks there. You can regularly kind of work connections and, you know, just do what you would do regularly with like getting business cards at a networking event. You would follow up with an email. You would meet somebody for coffee. All that kind of stuff can happen on this platform. So I just want to mention like how much of a content place it is now, and that they have a whole LinkedIn news section and a news editing team. So meaning they're trying to be just the go-to source for business information so they can keep the high-level executives coming back to their platforms, because I will tell you, the C-suite, you know, CEOs, COOs, CMOs, like all the executive level of organizations feel comfortable, confident, and safe on LinkedIn because just how they've built it and just how it all works. And it's a place for, you know, business. So high-level people feel okay being known and being seen there. And I've helped people, high-level executives, be present on LinkedIn, and they see the power of it. And I mention that because if they keep coming back, that means their people are there too, their employees, their peers. So it's just a place where higher-level business people are. You know, yes, you can find kind of hunt and peck for people on Instagram by name or by like, you know, you might hear that somebody's on Instagram, like some of these people, but they're not going to be there representing themselves in the same way as they are on LinkedIn. And that's just a big deal because you are one click away from almost any major decision maker at a business on LinkedIn. So, I mean, you can get in front of key instrumental people that can change your career, you know, with like one connection, you know, I mean, like that's how powerful this is. So LinkedIn has just done a really good job of making their platform feel safe and comfortable and continuing to promote high level people. And then also, I mean, if you can kind of connect the dots here, that also just means there's a higher caliber of people on LinkedIn. Like that's obvious, but like the majority of users on LinkedIn percentage wise, like there's all kinds of like research studies out there that will tell you like the median income of people who are on various platforms, and always LinkedIn is higher than any other platform. So you just know you're getting to a higher level potential customer, higher level potential job opportunity, connection with somebody who's, you know, might be, you know, rubbing elbows with some important people. Like that's the kind of thought for who is on LinkedIn. So like, that's the first reason. Second reason is it's the place for professional interactions. It's the business place, the money mindset, transactions. People are there to make moves and to make things happen. And the third reason is that you yourself can be proactive and can be one click away from any major decision maker almost at any organization. So all of these kind of strategies combined are just a powerhouse of a platform, all with the thought of career, business, and money, and just building yourself as a professional throughout your entire span of your career.
Yeah, it's so much more important than we give it credit for. And you mentioned a couple things. Like you mentioned best practices, which I want you to dive into. And I also want you to talk about the different uses. So let's start with uses. How can someone who has a 9-to-5, say like you and I are both in Charlotte. So let's say it's a big finance district. You work at one of the banks, you have a 9-to-5. What are you using LinkedIn for? Like, how can you make your presence known, like using this tool, this social media tool?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, if you have a 9-to-5 and you're happy with that, but you want to continue, I mean, everybody wants to progress in their career. And so if you're, you know, a corporate woman, you know, corporate person, just, you know, good with being in corporate and want to continue your career, we want to continue progressing and, you know, being promoted, or even, you know, going to another competitor, or just like all kinds of things that you can happen, that can happen through your doing and taking action on LinkedIn. What you can do is, one, I would just get really, really familiar with LinkedIn. So I would get on LinkedIn and just take several weeks, I mean, 1 to 2 weeks, and scroll through LinkedIn and just get familiar with how people speak on LinkedIn, how people post on LinkedIn, how the buttons work. And we could talk about like tactical things on LinkedIn, but I really want you to familiarize yourself with the scroll and how it works, because LinkedIn's algorithm is different. The way it serves you up content, the way kind of people present themselves. So I just want you to follow people that you are, you know, familiar with in your industry, brands that you're familiar with, and just get really just submerse yourself into the LinkedIn platform. So that's like number one, the first thing to do to familiarize yourself and to get comfortable with the platform, because it is different. I mean, people show up differently, they speak differently, they post differently, the way you connect and things, it's very different. So you've kind of gotten a understanding of the platform and an understanding of, you know, just how it all works. So once you do that and, you know, you're in your corporate space, you're in your corporate job, I want you to start connecting with people, everybody you've worked with, everybody you know, connect with them. And that means searching for their name on LinkedIn and hitting the connect button. That's what I mean by connecting. And that just builds your network. Just like, you know, you go and collect business cards or whatever people do, you know, get email addresses. That's building a network. And, you know, you regularly go get coffee or lunch, or, you know, if you're strategic with that or not, you're still kind of, you move around in that way. So do that on LinkedIn as well. Just supplement that effort that you do in person, go into a networking event, and then just connect with everybody that you can think of that's in your industry or you met one day. The one thing I would always say to do is if you ever go to networking events, conferences, if you get cards, or if you're, you know, people sometimes will just scan each other's LinkedIn, like QR codes on their phone or whatever you want to do, connect with everybody you met, connect with all the speakers, connect, just find them on LinkedIn and connect with them. And that just, while you're like, what's the point of that? It will all make sense. And it all kind of comes around, just like it's half of what, you know, your career progression is who you know. 5 years down the road, I guarantee you'll be like, oh yeah, I met that person at the conference and they work at this position, or, you know, they work at this company now and I'm trying to get a job there. Like, that's how this stuff works. And then you could message that person because you connected with them 5 years ago after you saw them at a conference randomly or just randomly met them. And then you'd be like, hey, you know, Sarah, I met you at so-and-so conference back in whatever year. I see you work at such and such company now. I just saw an opening that I'm really interested in. And do you have a contact that I can message that's on that team or the hiring manager? Like, this stuff happens every single day on LinkedIn. Like, that's, I mean, and you have a direct in. So connect with as many people as you know, or that makes sense. So that's step one, is just like widen your network on LinkedIn. Then what you could start doing is, if you are bold enough to do this and you feel like you want to start getting into the posting content game, for lack of a better word, then absolutely, just like you were saying, how you were telling, who was it, a client, graphic design client? Like, absolutely, show your work. I mean, show what you do and what you know and what you're an expert in, and do that regularly. So tell people why what you do is important to you, or why this project is. I mean, I could talk about like certain types of posts to do and kind of get more granular there, but that's kind of the level of progression when you're talking about somebody who might be in a position, not necessarily like needing a job right this moment, but you're always open to opportunity, or you're in your position and, you know, you're in a big bank and you always, you know, looking for more opportunity and like getting a promotion or whatnot. And I will tell you, there's so many times that I've seen and heard from others I work with where they start posting, and I've done this myself, where I've posted about something and then somebody I'm working with is like, oh, Katie, I saw your post. Or, you know, if it's somebody I'm working with, they're like, you know, I got feedback from, you know, my colleagues that they saw my post. And it is, it's like this moment of, well, first off, what goes on in your head? You're like, oh, that's, I'm a little bit embarrassed, maybe. So that's totally normal. Like, you get over that after a while. But the second thing that happens is, like, in their mind, you have just risen the bar for yourself. Like, they look at you as somebody who is representing, as somebody who is like standing in their business and is proud of what they do. And you can just position yourself in such a powerful way on LinkedIn to where even your own colleagues start looking at you. Like, they might work with you every so often or regularly or whatnot, but as soon as you start posting and contextualizing things and talking about things in a way that really show what you're all about, that you might not get the opportunity to do, you know, regularly interfacing with these colleagues of yours. They just, people start looking at you differently and in a good way. People just start kind of just understanding the value that you bring to positions. It's just this kind of funny thing. Like, it's truly your own media. Like, you use these channels. I mean, that's the reason why we call them channels and platforms. I mean, it's media. So, I mean, if you want to be known and if you want to be respected and looked at in a certain way, you can do that. And it's all within like your fingertips, literally. That's the power of this, is that it's just kind of having some strategy around it and some kind of direction and guidance. But nobody knows what you know unless you tell them. Like, nobody knows what you know. And if you are brilliant at your job, if you are like the best like analyst, you're like killing it with data, you're like cybersecurity, whatever, like if you just get in, if you're just like geek out on stuff, like please show that. Please, I mean, appropriately. And you got to understand, like, you can't cross certain lines. And I mean, being a professional, I think, you know, we all understand that. And, you know, companies will have social media policies. And we can get into all that conversation too. But you can absolutely talk about certain things to an extent, to a degree, that make you the expert and make people look at you differently and in a really big way. And I'm telling you, opportunities come. You do that, you progress in your LinkedIn kind of knowledge and doing in that way, from like getting familiar, then connecting with people, and then posting, and opportunities 3 months, 6 months, it's like you will connect with people you never thought you would like have access to. You will, you know, people, colleagues, new opportunities will come into your inbox just randomly. I mean, that's how this works. And it happens every single day.
I mean, I'm feeling inspired to post more. So thank you. I need to hear this. I have so much that I want to say to everything you just said. And it's really for those of you listening. I mean, you're listening to a growth-minded podcast. So I know for a fact, you're not planning on being in your exact position for the rest of your career, for the next 40 years of your life. You're not going to do that. So know that networking never ends. There's no pause. There's no break. I mean, yeah, you can take a timeout. I guess that would be the pause if you're getting overwhelmed. But you should always be networking. You should, at no point should you ever have the thought of, I've met enough people. I'm done meeting people and connecting. No, because you're listening to this podcast. So I know that that's not true for you. This is your opportunity to go connect with as many people as you can and maintain those connections. So I love that Katie said that if you're at any event, any conference, whatever it is, you meet people, you get their name, find them on LinkedIn and connect with them. And we're going to talk about like how we can set up your profile so that they can see who's connected with them and actually want to accept the connection. But we're going to get into that in a little bit, because the other part I want to say is I've said it in other episodes, and I just want to remind you guys that I got my second job out of college through LinkedIn. One of the senior designers at a firm in my area looked at my profile. I got a little notification saying so-and-so viewed your profile. And I sent her a message and was like, hey, saw that you were looking at me. Are you hiring? And she said, we are. Send me your portfolio and your resume. And I did. And I started working there 2 weeks later. Like, it is that easy. It's as easy as Katie is saying. So use this information. As far as what to post, I mean, Katie's given some insight on that, but anything. If you're at a networking event and you took a picture, post it that you were there. If you came across an article that's relevant to your industry or even an industry you want to get into, post it. Like, you can post anything that is relevant to your career or to a career that you are looking to switch into, and it's going to just help build up your profile so that when people go looking for you or are looking for keywords as search engine optimization, you come up and they're able to contact you and connect with you and get you to your next opportunity that maybe you're not even looking for, or you don't even know what to look for, but they find you instead. Like what happened with me is I didn't even know what to look for in my next job. She found me and I took that next step and reached back out to her.
Amazing. That is like the most incredible story. And that is truly how it happens. Like, you woke up one morning not having any idea that you were going to get this little ping, you know, notification on your LinkedIn. And you just followed, the folly of like, huh, what's this all about? It happens all the time. And if you hadn't have been knowing how to use LinkedIn or active or like regularly checking it or anything, you would have no idea. Like, and 2 weeks later, boom, new job. Like, what? That's how it happens. And it's amazing. It happens all the time. The other thing about the networking and building your network on LinkedIn and just why that's, you know, just good practice, but why that's strategic is because that's just further amplifies the reach of your posts from then on out. So the more you connect with and build out your, you know, your connections, the more opportunity that your content that you start putting out has to reach more people, more eyeballs. So grow that network and then be posting at the same time. It doesn't have to be a lot. And I'm like far from any kind of hustle culture or any thought of like, you got to like, you know, do so much from a posting standpoint. I do not subscribe to that thought at all, but just a regular kind of consistent cadence that you can maintain is everything. So it's just like this snowball effect. Keep building the network, consistently post, boom. And you get notifications and people are checking you out and you go and message somebody, hey, what's, you know, hi, how are you? Good to see you. You know, looking at my profile, do you happen to have any opportunities? Like, and then you struck up a conversation with somebody who is potentially hiring you. Like that's such a path that happens all the time.
Yeah. So let's dive into how they can start setting up their profile, or if they already have a profile, just what can they do to make sure their profile is optimized so that when they have these connections, the connections are able to be like, oh, okay, this person does XYZ and this is a little bit about them and all of the little nitty gritty details that you led in this workshop. And there was like six things that you're like, you need these six things in your profile. So please explain those as best as you can, knowing that we don't have a screen for you to share and be like, click here and go here. So give you the floor. How can someone optimize their profile?
Yeah, just like you mentioned, you know, search engine optimization, or, you know, thinking of LinkedIn as a place for people to find you and discover you. So that's kind of the foundation of building your profile in some ways. So think of your personal profile on LinkedIn as, you know, you wanting to look polished and professional, and your first impression for anybody on LinkedIn. So just like you would wear something nice to a networking event and, you know, look, you know, put together and, you know, have all your stuff, you know, like whatever, however you want to look for that professional in-person event, you want to look professional online as well. So this is how you would do that to make sure that you are like SEO optimized and just looking polished for that first person impressions. So when somebody kind of come and digitally, you know, shakes your hand, they're like, oh, okay. You know, there's nothing that's like pushing, you know, turning them away from you. So the first thing is obvious is your avatar, your headshot. Like, you just want to make sure it's something that's has your face framed in it. And I mean, this is pretty obvious. And most people have, you know, headshots at this point, but I, you know, you could take your own, just make sure it's well lit and it's just from your shoulders up Like, you don't need anything super fancy, but it's polished, it's well lit, and it's just basically showing your face. So that's number one. And just update that. Just make sure everything's looking good there. Then number two is your banner image. So there is a spot on the top of your profile where an image sits, and it's horizontal, and it's like a specific, there's specific specs for it, and LinkedIn gives you those. But just put something in there, and LinkedIn gives you templates for that. So like, they have, if you, any of these sections in your LinkedIn profile on your personal page, you will see a little pencil icon when you go in and you're logged in as an admin on your page, which you will be. And anytime you see a pencil icon in a corner of a section of your profile, that's how you can edit your profile. So you select that pencil, and LinkedIn makes it very seamless and very easy to walk through how to edit that section. So all these sections I'm talking about, will, you know, just look for those pencil icons or very clear directions for how to edit that section. So in that banner image portion of your profile, you will see a pencil button. And then once you click that, LinkedIn has built-in banner image templates for your profile. So you can just select one of those. It's already in there. Just make sure you have something there and it's, you know, professional and just represents what you want to represent. Then from there is right underneath your avatar or your headshot is your headline. Well, actually it'll be your name, but that's just something, you know, you set up your profile, your name is your name. There's no really changing that. But right below your name is a line that's called your headline. And you don't see headline right there when you're looking at somebody's profile, but you'll see a line of information or line of words right underneath somebody's name. That's essentially like who you are, what you do, how can you help me? Like that's how people's, that's people's mentality when they're going to people's profiles. So if I'm going to your profile, Jess, I'm like, okay, see your name, Jess. Yep. And then right underneath that, you're telling me, you know, graphic designer, podcaster, whatever, you're giving me your headline. How, you know, you walk into a networking event, somebody shakes your hand, you say, hi, I'm Katie McKeever. They're like, oh, okay. And then what do you do? And there you go. That's your headline. Oh, well, I'm a social media consultant and I help women, you know, whatever. And I mention that headline section right underneath your name because it defaults to what you have as your current experience in LinkedIn. And what I mean by that is the place where you work, which is in your resume, wherever you have your most current position, usually at the top of your experience section in your resume, same thing on LinkedIn. There's an experience section. If you scroll down on your profile, and whatever is at the top of that experience section, which should be your current role, whatever that may be in your professional career, that is what defaults in that headline section. So if you are business analyst at Wells Fargo, then you will, then LinkedIn automatically puts that as your headline right underneath your name on your LinkedIn page. That might be fine. You might want to be known as business analyst at Wells Fargo, but know that you can edit that and you can take out some of that. You can take out all of it. You can edit it. You can add to it. If you, you know, also are a speaker, if you also do all kinds of things, that's where you can add those things. So I just like to mention the headline and that you can edit that. And you will see people's edited as well on LinkedIn when you're browsing around. Another section is right next to your name, right under your profile picture or your avatar, your headshot, is a little badge, and it's a verification badge, and it looks like a check mark with like a shield around it. And if you go to my account or many, like if you think of anybody famous that's on LinkedIn, if you go to their account, you will see a badge next to their name. And it's this little silver check mark with a logo kind of around it or emblem. And that is LinkedIn's verification system. Basically, that means if you see that sign on somebody's profile, it's LinkedIn saying this person is who they say they are. Like they have gone through our verification process and therefore we have deemed them that person. LinkedIn is trying to get rid of people misrepresenting themselves or like, you know, just doing shady business. So I would encourage you, it's a 5-minute or less process to get verified on LinkedIn. It is something that you proactively go through the process of. And that's the reason why you're doing it, is because you want people to know that you are who you say you are and that LinkedIn has, you know, kind of verified you. So it's very simple. You kind of upload a picture of your ID. Like, LinkedIn walks you through it step by step. It takes 5 minutes, or you can actually get verified by through your business account's email. So anyway, LinkedIn shows you how to do all that very simply. And the reason why I recommend this is because LinkedIn more and more is giving preferential treatment to profiles who are verified. LinkedIn will give you more inherent reach for your post if you are a verified account. So that's one bonus. But I have seen more and more people going toward not being so trusting of accounts that don't have the verification badge. So, and I'm doing this myself now, where I won't as automatically connect, like accept a connection request. I'll kind of look several times if, you know, kind of check things out. If somebody connects with me that doesn't have a badge, just because the way of the world and way of the internet, like, you know, there are people representing all kinds of things online. So you just want to make sure that you are working with people who are indeed who they say they are, and that, you know, it'd be a good idea for you to have that badge as well. So that's another thing to do, to make sure you have that on there. And I mean, even it goes as far as for companies that LinkedIn, you're just going to see the badge more and more on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn for companies has a verification badge. So you'll see that on company pages as well. But even further than that, for job postings and job listings, companies can now add a verification badge on individual job postings. So basically, that's telling you, if you're applying or looking for jobs and you see that badge on one, you know, on one job and not another, like, this is LinkedIn telling you, hey, the company that's posting this job, this is a verified, this is a verified job. This is a real job. It's not a scam. And you can trust it. So just more and more LinkedIn is rolling out kind of verification capabilities. And I just think it's an important thing for personal profiles even. So from there, we've gone through your personal, your profile picture, your banner image, your headline right underneath your name, and the verification badge. From there, I would make sure that your about section, which is pretty much right there at the top of your profile as well, has something. You don't need your whole life story, but I would make sure you have a couple sentences, a paragraph, two paragraphs, whatever you feel good with, and put something in there, and that sells yourself. So that's what you're doing. Like, you're selling what you know, who you are, what you're all about to a business professional audience. So, I mean, write that through a professional lens, and what you, you know, what you bring to the business world right now, or maybe aspirational, but, you know, what you represent in your professional career. Put that in the about section, you know, and that's a place where you can brag, like, put awards you've won. Like, this is a place to kind of show off some, because, I mean, if recruiters are looking at you, like, Jess, I don't know what you had on your profile in that about section that made somebody look at yours, you know, look at yours. I don't know if you ever, like, asked or found that out, but
I have no idea. I never asked.
Yeah. But, I mean, who knows? Something brought them there, and, you know, something kept them to where they were like, yeah, send your stuff. It didn't, you know, they weren't, like, turned away by what you had on there. Like, it was... it kept them engaged enough to, like, you know, let you submit your information, and therefore you got the job. Like, it worked.
One thing I do know is that helped me is with this particular job. So I'm not going to say, like, you didn't go to college, it's not going to help you. But, like, I went to University of Florida, and this, the VP of the company was a Gator. So it was a very trusting, like, oh, I know this program, I know this school. Yes, we want you in. We want to see what you have to offer. And so that definitely was part of it. As far as what brought her to even search my profile. I'm just going to say, if I could think of anything, it was probably that it said interior designer in Orlando, Florida. And maybe that's what came up. I have no idea, because I know, as you were saying, of a lot of times, or I guess you were saying, like, when you were experiencing LinkedIn at the start, it was more of a resume holder. That was kind of what I learned, is that, yeah, you just put your experience on there and that's it. So learning all the ways that it has evolved since then, it just, even over the last 10 years, is really putting into perspective of how you can use LinkedIn to attract the people you want to attract. And it also lets you do less work as a result. Like, yes, there's work in setting up your profile and maintaining it and sending connections, but it allows you to be more findable for other people to reach out to you.
Like, if you set yourself up and work this, I never want to give it guarantees, but the opportunities and you're just positioning yourself in such a best way to where you won't have to kind of fight this uphill battle of needing to find a job or like needing to create something out of midair. You know, like if you just keep working this, opportunities come to you. And it's not this like, oh, you know, I got let go, or, oh, I want to, you know, start something new or whatever. It's just this like, it's the theory of like action begets action. It's just like you keep things in movement and things will just continue to be in movement for you. And I know that's very like la la and woo, but it's very true. And it's, and if you just continue to kind of put yourself out there and network and do things in a certain way, then it's just, you don't have the, as much of a struggle when when things get tough. And I wanted to touch on the Gators. How did you connect that? Did they tell you that or what?
Yeah, I was told that, I think, during one of my interviews. I had two or three interviews with this firm, and the VP was on the second one, I think. And he was like, oh yeah, I'm a Gator. Like, I'm familiar with the program.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, and I will say too, sometimes like those are dots you can connect in those opportunities from LinkedIn, because you can then go like, you know, somebody reaches out to you, you're looking for a position, and then you can go to that company that's hiring and look at everybody who, you know, who might be on that team, or, you know, who might in, like, look at their profiles. Where'd they go to school? What, you know, what are their interests? You know, anything you can glean from their profile that, you know, oh, they went to that event, you know, they posted about this event that you were at too. And like, you can make so many connections, or like just like, you know, insights and to bring up in an interview, or to like reach out to somebody, like, you know, in an email, and you're like, oh yeah, well, I saw you went to such and such school. I have, you know, my really good friend went there too, blah, blah. You know, that's how you start kind of making these connections for people, or making these opportunities for people to like, you know, just even like shorten up the,
like the string of connection, like shorten that string.
Yes. Yeah. That stringing together. Yeah. So true. Okay. So we've updated, you know, our profile up until our about section. And then of course you want to make sure that you have updated your experience section. And so if you scroll down on any profile, like closer to the bottom, you will find the experience section. That's where you list all the jobs you've had and, you know, all the years you were there, all that stuff. But just make sure that's updated and that you have, you don't have to list every single thing. You can be selective about things you list there. You can kind of tailor it to what you want to represent now, but you know, it needs to, you know, just paint yourself in the best light. But always be truthful, obviously. But yeah, just make sure you're updated there and have all your experience that you want to show on LinkedIn, because people will go and look at that as well. And that's like, those are the main sections that you just want to make sure are super polished and super updated, so you're looking good when people come and look at your profile. And then once that's done, like, I would say that's the first thing you do. If you have not looked at your profile in a long time, or the first thing you do is remembering your password and logging on. And then you're going in and you're updating, refreshing, editing your profile to make sure that you have, and don't forget, like in the about section or that experience section, like keywords. If you want to be found for something, or in that headline, if you want to be found or to come up when people search for certain things, that's where you put in those keywords. And so those are the ways to get started on LinkedIn and to update your personal profile. And then you can get going with connecting, because you just really want to do that before you start connecting with people. Yeah. And, you know, starting to post content. You just want to look as polished and ready to go as possible.
Yeah, we definitely did these in the reverse order, but like, you're listening to the full episode, so you're gonna get all the information anyways. And I wanted you to be engaged with like why you should listen to why you should set up your profile, so that you can reverse engineer into like, oh, okay, so I can post content. Why? Because this is a powerhouse tool that I'm gonna use to network and find my next opportunity and connect with people and do all the things. So know that there was a plan behind the reverse order of how I asked Katie these questions. But Katie, I have one final question for you before we wrap up this episode. And it's more, we're talking about like all the things to do on LinkedIn. What are some common mistakes that you see people make either on LinkedIn with their profiles, just any like malpractices, things that you want to put into like emphasis of, hey, audience listening, don't do these things?
Really, it's, well, one, it's just such a pet peeve and it's such a turnoff. And I would hope nobody listening to this would do this, but it goes to be said, and please know, I mean, maybe it's just good to hear that there are people out here that do this. So if you are on the receiving end, that, you know, you're not just like annoyed and just like dump out of LinkedIn altogether. So there, you know, there are bad actors out there. So there are, you know, people that will just like try to direct message you or message you and on LinkedIn and just like sell you. And it's just yucky.
The cold DMs.
The cold DMs. And it's just like, it comes out of nowhere. Or, yeah, or you think somebody's connecting. Be a genuine person on LinkedIn. I mean, just be a real genuine person. I mean, yes, we are here to make business. We're here to make money, but like, we're not here to pull the eyes, you know, pull the wool over people's eyes, or just to be like, just slimy. So, you know, you'll get a connect request and you'll think, oh, okay. You know, you've looked at their profile. You've kind of assessed if, you know, you want to, if you know them, maybe you do, maybe you don't. You know, do I want to be connected with this person? They look like they're maybe in an adjacent industry or kind of similar field, and you might be able to kind of learn from them or just be connected to them. And that might be a good person to be connected with. Great. So you accept the connection. And then 2 hours later, you get a direct message on LinkedIn, like with an immediate sell, like, hey, I'm, you know, hey, Katie, I see you're, you know, in social media consulting, and we have the latest and greatest, you know, tool for, you know, creating video. And I'm like, come on. And no, like, fine, like that might work. And you might get, like, there are people that just like spit out hundreds of those, like all month long, you know, and they're just like, that's what they're in it. They're in it for like quantity over quality. And they're just like, if I get one person from all these reach outs, then I, you know, my quota is done. Fine. But just please be, and also like, if you're connecting with somebody and, you know, you're seeing them as maybe somebody that you want to get to know, or you want to, you know, you want to kind of network with them to kind of maybe move into their industry, or they work for a company that you're interested in or what have you, just be careful about, or just be sensitive with asking to pick their brain, or to, you know, just really kind of glean information from them without giving in return. Like, I feel like I realize, you know, when people are still getting, you know, their feet under them and career wise and kind of coming up, like, you might not have much kind of leverage or kind of prestige in return of, you know, you want to network up. You want to like find people to kind of grow into, or like to grow to know. But just like strike up a relationship or ask questions via direct message or ask if, you know, you could send something via email. Just be very sensitive of people's time, especially if you just do not know them at all. Just know that that can turn off, you know, a lot of people. If you're just going in for like, hey, can we grab coffee? Like you know, you're some executive in some big organization that I want to, you know, get to know. It just doesn't come across as like that you're really thinking through the value of their time. So just be sensitive to that and know that, yes, absolutely, please reach out to people you find interesting and you can connect with them and follow their content and get to know them and, you know, ask them questions every once in a while, but be sensitive to just kind of coming right in hot with like, hey, can we get lunch and, you know, just chit chat, because their time is probably really valuable. So that, yeah, just kind of the coming on too strong in direct messages is probably the big giant yuck.
I can agree with that. But thank you, Katie. I knew this was going to be a good episode because I was eating up everything that you told me back in January when we first met. So I want to thank you for coming and being a guest on How To 20 Something. Where can people find you if they want to connect with you or ask you questions or follow you to see your content?
Yes, please. Well, I know you're going to be getting on LinkedIn now, so definitely find me on LinkedIn, Katie McKeever, and it's under my name. And I would reach out, connect, send me a message. I have my weekly newsletter. I put it on LinkedIn as well. So I think LinkedIn will actually automatically ask if you want to subscribe to that once you connect with me. So that will be kind of just built into that. But I also want to encourage you, I have on my website my framework for posting and becoming known. And this can work on LinkedIn or any platform, but I really tailor it toward LinkedIn. It's called my 3-2-1 go framework, which is how you can build your personal brand using social media and using a platform. So if you want to go to katiemckeever.com/321go, that's where you can find that. And it's a 20-page, very detailed document that will be emailed to you. And it walks you through, it gives you examples. Like, I want you all out here representing yourselves well. And I'm excited to see you doing that because LinkedIn is absolutely a powerful tool.
Yes. And all of that will be linked in the show notes for you guys to access right this instant. Otherwise, this does conclude another episode of How To 20 Something. If you liked what you heard, if you learned something new, which I'm pretty sure you did, if you know someone who needs help with their LinkedIn, then please share this episode, post on social media, send it to a friend, tag me on LinkedIn, tag Katie on LinkedIn, give me a 5-star rating, but just help me help other 20-somethings out there so that we can all be successful. And as always, I can't wait to be in your headphones again next week with another brand new episode.